Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
I've mentioned before I've got a couple Ford Explorers. I've got a 2002 Ford Explorer with 158,000 miles on it. And prior to that, I had a bunch of Ford Explorers. I had one that made it up to 237,000 miles. And then a couple years ago, I bought a brand new Ford Explorer, but I kept the old one. The old one, Blue Book value is almost de minimis. So I thought, you know, something, I can't sell it for what it's worth to me. And it still runs great. In fact, the AC is icy cold. Took it out yesterday. So I use that one to run errands in. I drive it in bad weather. I've actually used it to haul stuff that I wouldn't want to haul around in a brand new vehicle. And so I keep the old Explorer around, but I've got the new one. You know, so if I'm traveling someplace and I really want dependability, I go with the new one. So I went to Atlanta earlier this year to visit my friend Ed Bolian at VinWiki. And I drove the new Explorer on that trip. But on the other hand, if I was going to go someplace and I'd be driving down some back roads or some mud, I'd take the old Explorer. But the old Explorer still runs fine. Still runs fine. Absolutely fine. A few minor little cosmetic issues, but mechanically sound. That thing will run easily to 200, maybe 250. But the way I'm putting miles on it right now, it might not get there anytime soon, but I'm not in a rush. So several people sent me a note knowing about my Ford Explorers because, recall alert, Ford recalls 800,000 trucks and SUVs from KIRO, or Cairo, as they like to say sometimes. Jared Leone wrote this for the Cox Media Group, so it's been reported elsewhere. But Ford has issued 3 safety recalls for separate issues on 800,000 trucks and SUVs, and this is involving Ford Explorers. Now, you might think, Steve, you own 2. Yours has got to be in there. One of them's got to be in there, right? I dodged the bullet at both ends. The company's recalling 775 Explorer SUVs for a steering-related issue, 34,000 F-350 Super Duty pickups, and that's a problem that could cause a driveline disconnection, and 40,000 Lincoln Aviator vehicles for potential fire risks caused by battery cables. That was reported by WILX, but these are 3 different recalls involving the Explorers, F-350s, and the Lincoln Aviators. Explorers made from 2013 to 2017 have a cross-axis ball joint that can seize and cause a break on a rear suspension toe link, which can reduce the ability to control the steering and could lead to a crash. The issue has caused at least 6 injuries in North America, so it's been linked to 6, but again, it's from 2013 to 2017, reminding you that my Explorers are a 2002, which is earlier, and a 2019, which is later. So it's a little 4 or 5 year span there. So if you've got an Explorer in that time frame, you should check this out. Certain F-350 Super Duties equipped with a 6.7-liter engine were recalled for a rear axle housing spring seat interface weld issue, the company said. Drivers might experience driveline disconnection, causing the truck to vibrate while driving. Presumably, if your driveline disconnects, it might also stop driving altogether, depending on how it's disconnected. But I do like it how they describe these things. A rear axle housing spring seat interface weld issue. Sounds like a bad weld to me. It's just where it is, it's bad. In the event of a disconnected drive shaft, customers may experience loss of motive power while driving or loss of transmission park function if the parking brake is not applied, increasing the risk of crash. So again, you could lose motive power, which means the car will stop running. You're driving along and suddenly it stops driving along. That is a loss of motive power. I'm convinced that corporations have got rooms filled with people. They must be linguists who sit around and think of ways to say this stuff as passively as possible. So they can't say, well, you're going to drive along and it's going to die. And it's going to strand you at the roadside. No. You may experience loss of motive power. There are no known injuries because of this particular issue, by the way. And the battery cable wire harness on certain Lincoln Aviator SUVs with the 3-liter engine are improperly secured and could lead to a vehicle fire, the company said. No one's been injured because of that problem. Over time, the air conditioning pulley may rub through the wire harness insulation and contact the unfused battery positive circuit, resulting in a short circuit and potential fire. So vehicle owners will be notified of the recalls in July and August. And so I've mentioned before, and this is important to keep in mind. And by the way, I do have an open recall on my Explorer right now. I'll admit this right now. I have an open recall on my new Explorer. I got the thing in the mail, and it says, Dear Mr. Leto, we regret to inform you that your Ford Explorer has got a problem for which it needs to be inspected and possibly repaired due to a recall. And the Explorer has these racks on the roof. They're not terribly functional. I've always thought they were more aesthetic than anything else. But there's just these two bars that go the length of the roof. And presumably you could put something up there and tie it down or something using those. But they don't look terribly structurally sound. I've never actually put anything on the roof of my truck before. And so apparently it says if you leave your truck parked outdoors a lot, especially where it rains and wind and so on, might be, you know, exposed to it, you these things might come loose somehow. And so if you're driving down the road and they're loose, they could come flying off and hurt somebody else, presumably. That is a safety issue. Therefore, they've been recalled for this. So you have to bring it in, have it inspected, and then once they inspect it, they may or may not have to do some kind of fix to it. It's not going to affect the motive power of the truck, but it very well could be something you need to have repaired to keep from flying off. Well, I've looked at my vehicle, which is kept in a garage, and the things are sound. They're exactly the way, you know, the way they were when I bought the truck. They're there. They're sturdy. They're not loose. They're not a threat to anybody. I do need to get an oil change in a little while. I'll probably take it to the dealership. I know people are going, Steve, the dealership for an oil change? Well, you know, I love the dealership I bought that truck at. So I'll bring it in there and say, by the way, guys, open recall, change the oil, take a look at the roof rack and knock yourselves out. I'll go sit in the waiting room and eat some popcorn. And they're going to come back and say, yeah, we checked it. It's fine. I'm 99% certain that's what's going to happen. But if you're right now in front of a computer, which you very well might be, and you are inclined to follow up on this, you can go to NHTSA, NHTSA.gov, G-O-V, it's a government website, and there is a section there called recalls, and you can click on it. And there's another section that's going to say, is my vehicle subject to a recall? And you can type in your VIN, your vehicle identification number. You can type in your VIN, and the government tracks recalls. And when the work gets done on a vehicle, then the manufacturer tracks that and submits that information to NHTSA and says, this vehicle's been done. And they also have in the database the VINs of affected vehicles. So you can put your VIN into that database, and it will tell you whether or not there are any recalls on your vehicle and if any of them are open, meaning they have not been performed yet. And you might say, huh? Well, if you're the original owner of the vehicle and you've never brought it back for recall work, obviously then it would make sense that there might be an open recall because you got the notice and ignored it or didn't ever get the notice. But if you're the second or third owner of a vehicle, it's possible the previous owners missed these, and recalls can stay open for quite some time. So I've mentioned before, I bought my O2 Explorer I've got now used. I bought it used. But at the time, I had another O2 Explorer identical to one I got now. I got rid of that one, got this one. And I knew there was a recall on that vehicle, one recall, and it had to do with the cruise control selector switch on the stalk. And it had to do with something to do with the electronics in that. And I know that when I had mine that I bought brand new, I got the notice a few years in. They said, it's got a problem. I had to bring it in, get it fixed. I brought it in, got it fixed. So when I was looking at the second one on the lot, the first thing I did was check the recall, see if it was open or not. In my mind, if there's an open recall on a vehicle that old, it means that somebody wasn't taking care of their vehicle. And guess what? It was done. It's a small, small clue, but I think it's an indication. If you find somebody who's got a vehicle and they're ignoring recalls, they're probably the same people who don't get their oil changed regularly and don't do maintenance regularly and might not take care of their vehicle. It's a minor thing. It's a minor thing. You might disagree with it. My point simply is that information is power. The more you have, the better off you are. And so when I was on the lot with my smartphone, I punched the VIN into NHTSA.gov and it came back and said, yes, this recall has been performed on this vehicle. You might not think it's as valuable as I do, but I thought it had some value. So there you go. So as of right now, Ford is recalling 800,000 trucks, and it has to do with the Explorers and the Super Duties and the Lincoln Aviators. If you got one of those vehicles, wait for the recall notice to come if it applies to you. You can also look it up online and see it there. And like I said, this is all important information to know because safety issues are what triggers recalls. Therefore, if you get a recall notice, presumably it's a safety issue. And like I said, I've ignored the recall on my truck simply because it says these roof racks can come loose if it's exposed to too much elements. I've like I said, I checked it. They seem tight to me. I'm going to get it taken care of though pretty soon. So there you go. So again, stories from KIRO or Cairo. Jerry Leone wrote it for Cox Media Group. And recall alert, Ford recalls 800,000 trucks and SUVs sent to me by Caleb, Julius, Philip, Ben, Bronco, Bent, Badly Bent. I guess that's the name, Badly Bent. And David, by the way, who sent me notes to Steve. This is the first time I'm sending you a story, but I think this is in your wheelhouse. David, you are correct, so thank you for writing, my friend. Questions or comments, put them below. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. I have a friend who composes songs about sewing machines. She's a singer-songwriter, or so it seems.